Jared Book.
Hi, Joel.
Hi.
In the third period, there are a couple of big shot blocks. Ryan had a good one with the open net. Alex had a couple of as well. Is that something that you want to see from your team, especially in a close game like this?
Well, you want to see investment. And I think since the beginning, since we got here about a month ago, it's been an investment from everybody. Even you look at the first 8 games, I don't think any of them were really bad games. I think we learned some lesson here and there, but we could be 8-0. The guys are buying in. The guys are trying their best. We don't give many scoring chances, but we're going to give some, and the player are investing, like you said, on blocking shots. So it's been a really different process with that many player. And I said it before, their attention to detail and them jumping in and help us out, the coaches, with 2 practice a day and being sharp and being clean and being, on task. And investing, like you said. We had a couple of big plays tonight. Obviously, you're not going to keep the team away from having offense. But when we had a few breakdowns, I saw guys invested in this. And almost every game has been an effort from everybody. Even if guys make a little mistake here and there, it doesn't seem to make them have a bad game like we could see. I really like the spirit. The guys, it's not easy what we're going through. But the guys are really good.
And going through training camp before the season started, on your side anyway, you were saying that you have some guys who can go up to the NHL level right away. The pace was there. Through 8 games, I'm guessing you're really happy with. And yeah. If anything, they made your decision maybe a little bit harder.
Listen, this is a nightmare. Like, you have to understand, the worst part about my job is to pick lineup. Because I got to realize that, I got to play some of the young guys. I got to shuffle guys in. You have a guy like Baddock that's not playing tonight. He hasn't done anything not to play tonight. And, we're keeping guys away from getting more ice time sometime for a different reason. So I tell you what, this has been Teasdale didn't play only 2 games this week. That was planned. He hasn't played in 2 years. It's been a lot for him the last month. He's been doing really good. I'm very impressed where he is in his game and his details. But to sit guy out after a performance like last night, that's a little unusual. And getting guys in and out of the lineup all the time. So we have to be a ratio between teaching and the veteran, like you said, to be ready and everything. But this is the biggest nightmare. It's crazy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. We'll take 2 more. We'll go with Chris, AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hey, Joel. The team had allowed a power play goal in the last 4 games, but not tonight. We were able to successfully kill off 4 penalty kills. Mm-hmm. What was the key to success today?
Well, they were... there are a couple of breakdowns. Sometimes you have to look at how they score. I think one, they really executed through us. The other 2 last game and, it just bounced. And all of a sudden, you have one, we're 1 man short, so it can happen. So you can't overlook our structure because it's like we got picked apart and it was embarrassing. I feel it was a week like that. I'm not going to lie to you. If you look at our week, we had everything happening to us. The puck luck was in there a lot. Sometimes we look at tape and we're like, are you kidding me? I told the guys, I'm glad this week is done. We finished 2-1-1. And, it was holy cow. It didn't seem to be easy on us for how hard we played and stuff. So I thought the guys were on our toes tonight. And we even scored a PK goal, which was really big to make it 2-0. Because as much as how well we were playing, it's 1-0 game. It doesn't give you much latitude. Mm-hmm. So that was good.
And there's quite some time off until the next game. Yeah. What's the plan for the upcoming week?
Well, we're going to work with the guys. We got a plan. Ice time is not always obvious with the Place Belle, Centre Belle, when, the Habs are here. So we've planned around that to have good chunk of ice time. We have to go to practice today, so we got to make sure we're sharp and clean. We're gonna give a day off, obviously, tomorrow. We're gonna spread it out, but we have scrimmage plans. We have some kids we want to get out there, and we got to plan it out. That's the reality. It's a COVID year, so it's totally different. Trust me, it's not business as usual here.
Thank you.